You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Ah, yes. We've been talking a little Pelicans basketball. 99-68 victors in the scrimmage of the Nets. The DailyMeal.com, Joey's put out an all-important list. Your favorite ice cream shop in each state. Creole Creamery for Louisiana. Have you ever had a little Creole Creamery, Jordan?
If I did, it was a while back.
Wow. Okay. Well, what's your favorite ice cream shop in the state of Louisiana? Or here? Anywhere?
I don't know.
Fantastic. Thank you for,
There's different snowball shops.
We didn't ask you about snowballs. They're best ice cream shops.
Well, there's some snowball places
have
ice cream.
The list is type ice cream shops, not snowball stands or snow cone stands.
The snowball stand that I go to has a big ice cream selection.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to interrupt this train of thought with the highlight.
Foot on the arc, right wing, hands it off to Brandon Ingram. Shot clock at 4. He'll take a long 3. Good.
Man, he looks good. Mm-hmm. I mean, you like to see the fact that he's picked up where he left off. Now, granted, this is a scrimmage, but look, it all counts when you hadn't played in 4 months.
Absolutely. John DeShazer, we spoke to him in hour number one. Also, it's our question of the day, Jordan, if you remember.
Yeah. What did you take away from the Pelicans' victory against the Nets last night in the first scrimmage inside of the bubble?
What did you take away? Number one takeaway.
Number one takeaway, I would say, is turnovers.
Yeah,
I would say
lack thereof
turnovers. Because if you remember earlier in the season before the hiatus, it was just we were talking about that we have to cut down on turnovers if we're going to want to beat X team or whatever team we were facing that night, and that always seemed to be the problem. That and knocking down our free throws was another thing that was kind of an issue for us before going into that hiatus. So I'd have to say the lack of turnovers last night was my key for the Pelicans, and just seeing everybody in shape would be my other observation.
Yeah, my main observation was this. I get the Nets were shorthanded. I get the Nets weren't that talented. Right now they're in the playoffs in the East. They're below 500. I understand that. You don't have Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. I get that. I do. DeAndre Joy, I understand that. But the Pels didn't play their starters a ton. They don't have Zion either, and they whoop their tail. I mean, that's my thing. It's about depth, right? When we look at Saints preseason, we always look at how the second and third string compared to the other teams. Second and third string gives you an idea on depth, gives you an idea on how tough the battle positions are going to be and how you make the roster cuts.
And when we had AD, it was always, man, if we just had a bench.
Right.
At that time when we swept Portland,
yeah.
we kind of did have a bench.
Mm-hmm.
But then the following year, players got hurt, and you kind of see us shy away from that deep bench, and now you're kind of starting to see that a little bit more underneath Zion Williamson and this new core of Pelicans players. So it's definitely a bright future for the Pelicans, and I'm excited to see.
I felt that same too. I'm just watching. I'm like, this is great, man. I get it. It's a scrimmage and doesn't count and all that. But
a lot of these young guys with Jackson Hayes were kind of – those are going to be starters.
It beats not watching bricks left and right. It beats, you know, throwing it to the screens behind the – you know, the bench and stuff like that. Coach Gentry, his thoughts on the game.
Yeah, I'm happy with most of the things that happened. I still think we got to get a little better on our closeouts. You know, we also talking about a team that's, I mean, totally depleted. Let's tell it like it is, you know. But for us, it was about us more so than it was about Brooklyn. We wanted to see how we would react to certain things, and I thought we did a good job of number one, flying around defensively, and number two, I thought offensively we did a good job of playing unselfishly and finding the guys. I thought we shot the ball from three well in the first half. I think we had 10 threes. Didn't shoot it very good from three in the second half. But all in all, for the first time out, I thought I was really happy with the way things turned out, and we just got to continue to try to get better and go back to practice and work on the things that we need to improve on.
Yeah, again, I loved it. I loved what I saw. It made me feel a little better about where you were, because you didn't get a chance and feel, and I don't know. And again, you made fun of me. You over there, you, the graph, all y'all made fun of me analyzing practice video, practice still photos. Y'all made fun of me. I get it. I get it.
We never said they weren't going to be
fun
good.
Of me.
We were just saying, hey,
you
just
made fun
calm
of
down. It's practice.
No, well, I mean, that's all we had. I had to analyze. And I analyzed, you know what? It looks like the guys are, you know, the strokes there.
You didn't
there.
Predict anything.
Now, granted, not that the Pelicans would send us 2 minutes and 28 seconds of missed shots and free throws and turnovers, but still, I mean, that's all you can kind of go
on. You
had
a 50-50 shot at that.
800-998-1003. If you'd like to chime into the conversation as well, you can do so on social media. One of the things you did see on Twitter just now, of note, as you know, yesterday you did not see Zion. Zion's not back in the bubble. The team did release a statement yesterday, though, saying that he has been getting tested each and every day. All of those tests have come back negative. And that his time frame to return to the bubble, which he plans to do, and return to campus, will be determined later date. And I said yesterday, the language, and I even said it today to a couple of our guests, Jordan, right? I'm going to pat myself on the back here or what?
You talked about it with Schmidt.
I said the language kind of leaves it open to discussion that maybe it's less than 4 days. Well, looky here. Sham Sharania, Athletic.
The Zion Protocol.
Yeah, well, we can call it maybe the Zion Protocol, quote, sources. NBA informed teams of updated protocols for player reentry. Less than 4 days of quarantine or none. If approved, leaving for local NBA designated medical treatment. 30 minutes outside room. You can be outside of your room per day during quarantine under conditions such as 25 feet social distance. If you have to go quarantine yourself and stuff, but that's key. Less than 4 days of quarantine or none. Now, it does says approved for leaving for local or NBA-designated medical treatment. Now, that's what somebody brought up. They say, wait a minute, Zion's not medical. It was a family emergency. Now, does this apply for family emergencies as well? Scroll down.
Loophole.
On the tweet. And as you would expect, Claxton on Twitter, they want to get Zion back ASAP. Jack on Twitter, not the Jack on the line, but Jack on Twitter. New NBA rule guideline, if your name rhymes with Bion Williamson, your team automatically gets the 8th seed in the West. John on Twitter, Adam Silver trying to calculate Zion's return. Top ball coverage, they're doing this for Zion, LMFAO. Terry Gomez, the Zion rules. Adam on Twitter, trying to get Zion back for the opener. Carlos on Twitter, a.k.a. the Zion rule. LHG on Twitter, Zion, that's the tweet. ZZB, Zion. That's all he put. Chris Parrish on Twitter. LOL, Zion goes out and they update the reentry process. So what are you calling it? The Zion Protocol. We talked about this, though, last year. Why we prayed that the Pels would win the lottery or the Knicks would win the lottery, right?
Yeah, trade it up.
You know what? I'm okay with getting star treatment. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that, finally. Jack, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. Sir, what do you have?
Guys, how you doing?
Doing well.
First of all, an ice cream vote for a Cold Soul Creamery. That is my favorite brand ice cream.
I like that. So, that's a good one too.
God, do you think Washington didn't want to go for Washington FC because it kind of sounds like a soccer team? To me, that would be better than Washington football. You know,
Washington football team.
It would be Washington football club, and usually you don't consider you more
Washington
consider
them, football team, baby.
Soccer teams are more considered a club than a football team. So I think that might have been one of the issues if you put FC.
Yeah, well.
And y'all, I had one question before I get out. The I don't know how much of the EPL you've watched, but I kind of like the ambient noise that they play. I know
do
they
you?
Offer
okay.
you an option. Yeah. Well, because I don't find, you know, the actually in that league you could understand the plays, but I don't really enjoy the guys yelling at each other. You know, I don't. It's just me, and I kind of like the noise on there. They do offer you the option that you can watch it without it. But What did y'all think?
I kind of rather the Nat sound. I have watched those EPL games. We always have it on the TV here in the studio. It's not terrible.
I'll say this.
If that makes sense.
I found a stream before I was able to watch it on Pelicans.com yesterday with Todd Graffinini and John DeSager. And it was dead silent, and all you could hear was the players kind of talking and the sneakers squeaking up and down the court.
Yeah.
And I wasn't a fan of it just because the Nat sound wasn't loud enough to hear like exactly what they were saying. So I have kind of gotten used to the soccer where they're pumping crowd noise.
And watching the MLS games, they've perfected it a little bit better where when a goal scored, it does kind of crescendo and all of that. Fox Sports is going with not only noise, Jack. I don't know if you saw this morning. They tweeted this about 6 hours ago. They're going with virtual fans. They're working with the company to legitimately fill the stadium with virtual fans, different colors to kind of mix in like road and home, you know, fans in there. And this is what it'll sound like right here. And you can see them filling up the stadium. And there comes the crowd, essentially. And they kind of look like a bunch of the animated, you know, avatars or whatever. Yeah, there's the cheering. So, booing. And, you know, as we said, wearing team's colors. So, there's a company that'll be doing that, including the Wave. You'll see the Wave during the game. So, Saturday, you'll see it for the Cubs-Brewers game that they're doing it. And then, of course, when football comes, this is what you're going to see. So, Jack, Fox is going to go with not only virtual noise, but virtual fans as well. Booing, cheering, and reacting to what they see on the field.
Don't you think it'd be kind of dangerous, especially? It hasn't been that often that I've been close enough to the court to hear what's going on. But I found on those occasions where I have been close, it's fairly dangerous for basketball.
Well, that's the main reason I think you're going to see.
Well, another thing is, when we're watching those the MLS's back tournament, there was multiple times where the camera and the sound was coming right from the sideline, and the guy throwing in the ball, you could hear silence from the video display, and I'm sure that there was someone cursing when they were kind of filming it. So there's a delayed silence on there because there are some language that's being used,
language.
And I think the stream is delayed a few seconds so that they can censor out those curse words.
And one more thing. I listen. ESPN does a soccer podcast. Actually, it's for everything, but they do a lot of EPL. And they were laughing because, Norwich got relegated the other day. And whoever was running the fake sound at Norwich booed the players as they came off. And the guys were laughing. They said, that never would have happened if the fans had been there. They're not going to boo the guys on the way out. Mm. They're going down anyway. But, guys, thanks for taking my call.
As always. Yep. Appreciate it, sir. Appreciate it as well. Jordan, as we go to break, Cajun Ninja standing by. We'll go to him. But I got to play this for you.
Play it.
Nothing will make me happier than have you listen to this. Do you know who Tyreek Hill is?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Tyreek Hill?
Mm-hmm.
Running back for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Plays for Chiefs.
Not a wide receiver.
There we go.
Sorry.
He had this to say.
Well, I'm not going to say he's tilling a field, you know, but Chris Jones, he's definitely a man of his word, you know, and we're definitely creating something special here in KC. So I don't see why not. Why say five? Why not go seven rings? You know what I'm saying? So right now we just chasing joy. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we do. So I'm going over five, and
there we go. Right above you, right there on the wall. See, it's a nice blank spot. I'm just gonna put Chasing Jordan. He won seven rings. Seven. Say seven for me, real quick. Just say it. Say the number. Come on, you can do it.
Seven.
There we go. When we come back, the Cajun Ninja joins us. We'll see what he's up to. should be raining over the next couple of days here, which means, Jordan, you got plenty of time to go inside your house, in your kitchen, cook up something for Papa Kleber, who's got your back on this. He texts me. He says he thinks you can do 1 hour.
Yeah.
He thinks you can watch three children for one hour's time.
Easy. How much I'll pay?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be easy.
Easy money.
I don't think it's going to be easy, but he's got your back on it. He thinks he can do it. Cajun Ninja, when we return on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Tired of your current vehicle? Ready for something fresh? Greg LeVon Toyota in Houma is having a trade-in sale.
Trade-in sale.
Even though you don't like your current vehicle, they want it. And we'll give you the low Greg LeVon Toyota pricing.
Plus, give you more for your trade.
Bring your trade and upgrade to the new 4Runner, Tundra, Camry, or Highlander you've been wanting.
Get started now.
Shop at GregLeVonToyota.com, where your satisfaction is their number one priority. Our goal is to save every buyer $2,000. Greg LeVon Toyota in Houma.
Whatever your goal, only you decide your level of effort, commitment, and hydration. Body Armor Sports Drink is the choice for today's athlete. Available at Circle K. Body Armor Sports Drink contains no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. It's made from potassium-packed electrolytes, antioxidants, and coconut water to hydrate you while working out or working on your game. Body Armor Sports Drink. Only you decide what to put in. Only you can make you better. On sale, 2 for $4 on 28-ounce Body Armor Sports Drink at your local Circle K. Don't miss this deal and grab yours today.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
Set yourself up for success when planning your next event, whether it's wedding, festival, Mardi Gras, rodeo, or concert. Joe Septic Contractors knows that it's important to cover your bases. Joe Septic Contractors can supply multi-stall restroom, air-conditioned trailers, anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Planning a luxury event? Check out their new black tie luxury restroom and shower trailers. Visit Joe Septic at viscom.net with locations in Cutoff, Thibodeau, Fouchon, and Abbeville.
Hey, New Orleans, it's Lonzo Ball, and you're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Normally on Wednesday, of course yesterday, got you ready for the scrimmage, Pelicans and Nets. So, Cajun Ninja on Thursday this week. Cajun Ninja, how are you today, sir?
Doing great, my friend. Yeah, I mean, look, it's all good. I mean, people probably used to this on a Wednesday, but we just want to throw back Thursday from last Wednesday, you know what I'm saying?
There you go. I see what you did there. How's the – you got a P-Row? How are you going to hang out with all this rain that's happening?
This rain right here.
Oh,
also,
new every
I
day.
Have stayed at a Holiday Inn Express, so I'm pretty comfortable wherever this goes.
I hear you. Look, one of the big stories today out west, Seattle deciding to name their hockey team the Seattle Kraken.
Release the Kraken.
Yes, I had to play it. I had to find a reason to play it again, and it's over and over again. So it got me thinking, Cajun Ninja. You love to cook. You love to whip up some things and try different. What is the most exotic seafaring creature you've ever whipped up?
The most exotic seafaring creature that I've actually cooked?
Yeah, octopus, squid, anything like that? What are you pointing yourself for? What?
Remember, I told you this.
What?
I prepared an octopus.
You did prepare an octopus at your uncle's restaurant. So,
yes.
Cajun Ninja, have you ever done anything like that? Anything that, like,
yeah,
you know?
No, I've never cooked, anything that extravagant, I guess. I've been staying more in the realm of what we got right here in our backyard, which is probably your oysters, your crab, your shrimp, your crawfish, and just, straight up fish itself. But I have tried and eaten some things like eel and octopus, calamari, whatever you want to call it. And, it was good to me. I didn't have any problems.
Could you try something I've seen, say, over there in the Orient, in the Far East, something that's alive? Could you eat something that's wiggling and moving?
Whew, man, wiggling and moving. I mean, if you're eating raw oysters, sometimes you are eating those alive. But
yeah, I guess that's true, yeah. I never thought about it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. That's a tough one, Look, man, I am a person who is a free spirit and just, you know, loves life and cares for life. So, like, when I'm cutting grass and a grasshopper gets in front of me, I will stop the lawnmower and move him, you know, you know, just because I care for the life around me and blessed to have it. But, you know, at the same time, you know, I count my blessings when I get to eat food and I have to prepare it and kill it. So to eat it live like that, I don't know, man. That would be tough for me. I think I'd have to – I wouldn't want to go out like that, you know what I'm saying? So I'd have to take it out of misery.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm like I said, I can't do it. Jordan, have you ever eaten anything that's wiggling?
When I went to the insectarium, probably like a while.
Oh, the grasshoppers
back.
Or crickets or whatever.
Been, yeah,
yeah, I can't do that, something. Man. I can't do it. I'm with you, Jason. I mean, if I, you know, the crawfish might be the closest thing. Where, you know, hey, what's up, guys? How you going? You know, they're looking at me, and then I pour them in the pot. I mean, it's about as close
there
as I get.
There was a baby spider in here, and you blew him towards me. I'm like, no,
right? And you just killed it, boom, and I tried to save it, Jason. There's a big difference between the intern and myself. Speak with the Cajun Ninjas. We do each and every week. Look, one of the things obviously that we're seeing over the last couple of weeks is whether it's limitations to fans or now you don't have to wear masks to go to games and stuff. We've speculated about this, Jason, when you've come on, and you know, it's simple where it does look like tailgating as we know it for this year is just not going to be maybe the norm or the same. I don't know. Is there a, if you had to go, say, tailgate small, in other words, you can't do your normal tailgate at LSU, the Saints, Tulane, wherever. You have to go tailgate small. In other words, I need to bring something in the car, probably keep it in the car, need it on the way to the stadium. What would be your small tailgate, I guess, assortment of foods?
Assortment of foods, small tailgate assortment of foods.
Right.
I guess it all depends on what you're bringing to cook out of, you know? Because if you got your nice little black iron pot set up, man, you could make jambalaya, and that goes very well, you know. Pastelaya, too. Really, with that little, the little cast iron setups that they have, you can very do a lot of stuff, man. You can fry foods. You can sear hamburgers in them, you know. So I would think it really is just, you know, what I'm feeling like in the moment. What do I feel like eating later today? Do I want a chili? Do I want some jambalaya? Do I want hamburgers? Do I want dogs? You know, That question could be answered a variety of ways, just depending on how I'm feeling in the moment, you know?
Funny you bring up chili. I've been a judge to two chili cook-offs, one over at the Navy base once before, and I was kind of surprised by the amount or different ways that you could not only prepare chili, what you can put in your chili, and how chili can taste as well. It's absolutely a hearty meal. You know, a lot of times I kind of think of chili as almost like a side dish or something you put on a hot dog, but there's some chilies that's your meal. That's your dinner. That's your lunch or breakfast.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. I'll tell you, chili is like the Texas gumbo, you know, like that is their standard, you know, like, and they'll eat it as is. But I'll tell you this too, there is a divide with chili the same way there is a divide with gumbo. There are some that do not believe it should have beans, and there are some that say, I like it with beans. Me personally, I like it with beans too, but you will run into some people that tell you, nah, that is a no-no. It is a huge sin to put beans in your chili. But hey, teach their own.
Do you like your chili? I would say, okay, so beans is one way to do it. And I also noticed in that judging, coloration, texture, whether it's, there's tons of chopped veggies in there and such, spices. I mean, there's a lot of different things that they can make a chili good or not.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you, Gus, I love that. You know, there's going to be people that you come in contact with the same way you would with gumbo or any other dish that'll tell you, no, this is how you do it. And we've already discussed this. I will continue to reiterate this until I'm blue in the face, passed out, and the good Lord takes my soul. You do you, you know, like, I love when people say, you know what, this is what I like in my chili, because then I can take some of that data collected for myself, throw it into the computer and, you know, process it and maybe do something different with my own. And the thing I love about a cook-off is all these people come together and then you get to taste them one after the other. And then you realize, holy crap, I do like different styles of chili. There isn't just one that's for me, you know? And it's the same thing with gumbo cook-offs, the whole nine yards. I love to hear when people tell me, like, yeah, I put a Hershey's chocolate bar in mine. I'm like, what? Next thing you know, I'm trying. People put coffee in their chili.
Coffee?
You know, like, yeah, they got people just, like, you wouldn't believe a certain flavor balanced out amongst other flavors, bringing a whole new profile to something.
You know, it's interesting. You say that one time I went visit my sister up in Vermont, in Burlington, and they had a chocolate beer festival, pairing chocolates with beer. It's something I would never think, you know, to think of. You take a bite of a dark chocolate, a raspberry-filled chocolate bar, and paired it with a certain IPA or something. I would never have thought that. And I sat there, and I think it was like 80-something different tents that you could go do that. And all of their craft beers up there were paired with the chocolate. I never once, like, you've heard, like, wine and cheese and stuff like that, but chocolate and beer. Like, there's a festival, which is a wonderful event, by the way. I'm just letting you know there, Cajun Ninja.
Yeah, I that's awesome. I love that kind of stuff, man. Like, when you tell me about stuff like that, I am excited and want to try it. You know, it blows my mind to come in contact with people who are like, that isn't for me. And they've never even remotely smelled it, much less tasted it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I think the you know, true secrets to life is just to taste as much shit as you can. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry, ESPN. I hope you guys can bleep that out later or something.
No, I hear you. Look, you're trying to get as many different flavors as you possibly can to try to pair different things. So, yeah, it's always interesting to try to get something like that. You know, taste it. That's why I try to expand the palate, and I try to do different things. And because that is my probably toughest thing when it comes to either going to restaurants, something like that. I'm a creature of comfort, right? I know this normally is going to taste good. If it's that place, they're known for this, so I'll go for that. But sometimes I guess I probably should try different things. Like one area, whole set of cuisine. I've never done Thai. I've never done Thai food, and so many of my friends love it. I've never done, like, specific Thai dishes or Thai food.
Oh, man, you got to hit that up.
That's what everyone tells me, man. Everyone tells me that.
Are you somebody who is picky, or you really do like a variety of flavors and vegetables and whatnot?
I do. I really honestly do.
Well, I'll tell you what. You need to go to your local Thai restaurant that, you know, has a good reputation, good reviews.
Okay.
And get the green curry. Because it's just so unique on its own, man. It's blended with a bunch of different vegetables. It's almost like the Thai version of gumbo, but it's green. It's got, you know, the curry flavors in there. And it also is served with a side of rice. And you eat it just like that out there with a spoon. Oh, man, it's so good. I love green curry.
All right, green curry. I got that. Jordan, is there a realm of food that you've never really got into or tried yet?
No, because I've had a bunch of Thai food before.
Okay.
I don't think there's any. I think I've tried most of it.
Wow. How about you, Cajun Ninja? Is there something you looking forward to trying?
Man, I don't know if there's anything I can think of offhand that I haven't tried.
Right.
Because I'm going to tell you, like, once I hear about something, I'm all about giving it a try. But I haven't had much Indian food, if I were to say anything. And the reason why I'm thinking that, because I know they're popular with the curries.
Right.
I would love to really hit up a reputable restaurant of Indian curries and what have you, just to see what that's all about. But other than that, man, I mean, I've dabbled in most all of it. You know, I would love to try some true authentic Italian food in Italy. Like, that's what I would love to do if I was going to say anything, you know, offhand.
Okay,
I maybe Greek. I think I've had something with Greek food, but I don't think I've had authentic.
I got you.
Greek food.
Well, maybe we'll do a segment. Cajun Ninja, we'll go back and forth a couple of days before, and like, what would be a you know, maybe a tour of the part of the world, like you talk about it, you know, you said Italian food over there from Italy or something. You know, maybe we'll, okay, let's do that tonight. You know, this weekend we're going to Italy. What would be some of the dishes? I mean, there's always lasagna and spaghetti and all that, but would it be veal, all these different things? So I guess maybe we'll do like a tour of a part of the world or something and whip up a dish or something, you know.
Yeah, look, I'm down with doing that. I'm also down if any of these restaurants who may be listening to this show today would say, hey, come try my stuff. I'll put it on the line. Ours is the best. I'll take a trip, take a taste of it, and then I'll come back on here and let you know what it's all about.
I like it. Sounds good as well. Cajun Ninja, as always, man. Appreciate chatting each and every week. Why don't you tell everybody, bye-bye.
Thank you all for tuning in. Faith over fear. Hi-yah!
There he is. I don't know if I can do the octopus.
Live octopus?
Yeah, I.
There's a little live octopus that people eat.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying.
And it goes
I know.
And it just...
I cannot. No. I can't. I could not do that. I could not, like, chew, and it's like, trying.
It goes, it, like, basically put your tongue in a chokehold.
No, I can't do that, man. It's trying to escape your mouth. No, that's not happening. I kind of like the Cajun Ninja. It's going to have to be put out its misery or not alive. I can't eat anything that's moving. I couldn't do it. Sports Hangover continues next. We're your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrade's 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
From faulty breakers to broken windows to leaky pipes, roofs, and water heaters, homes and businesses around the country can't work until the pros do. That's why Lowe's created credit programs that work for pros, with everyday 5% savings on eligible purchases, plus through October 31st, 60 days promotional financing on your Lowe's business account or extended terms on eligible account receivables. Learn more in-store or online at lowesforpros.com. Putting money back in your pocket. Just one more reason Lowe's is the new home for pros. Subject to credit approval, U.S. only.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not. I hope she sees that soon.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games, but I hope he does.
I used to hope he'd find happiness again. Now I hope our marriage makes it.
I hope Grandpa will get help. He thinks it's too late, but it's not.
With everything that he's going through, I hope he sees a counselor. I just want my brother back.
I hoped he'd get help. Stop hoping things would get better on their own. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
Golic and Wingo.
The thing that I look at and go, oh, wow, all right, good for the NBA, is they've got a detailed plan for that. Like, just how buttoned up, just how prepared and planned they were. They could never have, you know, expected or hoped that Zion would have to deal with something this, you know, potentially tragic for whatever's going on in his family. But they had something ready. Should someone have to leave the bubble, this is exactly the protocol that we've got going forward. This is exactly the standards you have to meet before you can return back to the bubble to preserve everyone's safety. And so I looked at the planning portion of this from the NBA and said, all right, that's an example of job well done. If you're looking for reasons to feel more comfortable about the bubble environment and the NBA potentially being able to go through with this, this level of detail for a situation that you expect to be the overwhelming minority of things that happen for players is a check mark in that box.
Golic and Wingo, weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Can we talk?
Talk sports.
Real sports.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
You know, you got a good friend when he knows what really, really makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, you do know, to me, it's my favorite time of the year.
Yep, Halloween.
Spookiest time of the year. I've taken Christmas songs and made them Halloween songs. I sang to Carver, and it was minutes old. It's the spookiest time of the year.
You sang that to him?
Yep. There'll be vampires and gremlins and goblins and witches.
Definitely just the nightmare.
Getting you with fear. Oh, I sing it loudly. And, you know, I got to tell you, it was nice. It was nice that the graph this morning, you know, saw over there on Twitter that there was a tweet, Channel 6 put it out, and I saw pumpkins, two pumpkins and a one in front of it, because Jordan, we are 100 days away from Halloween.
Jesus, already?
100 days from Halloween.
I felt like it was yesterday when Carver was singing, This is Halloween.
Yes!
When I was in your
He knows every lyric to This Is Halloween from A Nightmare Before Christmas. We're 100 days from Halloween. And you know how I feel. Like, I decorate the house in September. I need a full month. Like, September 30th, I mean, 28th, 20th, how many days they got? I need 31 full days or more of Halloween decorations at my house. Or as I like to say, spook the house. 100 days, Jordan. This year, it only happens every so often. It's a Saturday, which means, oh my, right? It's scheduled to be a full moon. And on that same Saturday, Joey, you'll love this, you turn the clock back, right? Fall backwards. So you gain an hour. I mean, it's literally the best Halloween ever. A Saturday, which means you can recover on Sunday, throw your Halloween party and just, I mean, have a blast. There's going to be a full moon, so full spookiness. And you gain an hour when you fall asleep. I mean, if they don't cancel it, right? That's right. Stop it, Joey. Stop it. You can't do that.
If we're in phase four, that's no problem.
You can't do this. So thank you, Todd, since you know me. I mean, that's what real friendship is. He knows that made me happy. And then who that in Tennessee? Thank you so much. Go ahead, Jordan.
Yeah, he sent out a tweet saying, Halloween isn't that far away.
100 days.
Attaching to that tweet, a picture.
Uh-huh.
Candy and beer pairing.
Yeah. Yes.
Please don't scrutinize me if I say some of these.
Okay, go ahead.
Beers. With candy corn.
Mm-hmm.
Cream ale.
Mm-hmm.
With Twix.
Ooh. Hefeweizen.
Yes.
I knew you were going to struggle with that.
Yes, thank you.
No problem.
Peeps.
Marshmallow Peeps. You're a big fan of Marshmallow Peeps?
Uh-uh.
No?
Pumpkin ale.
Pumpkin ales. Dude, I love me some pumpkin ales.
Peanut butter cups. We're not Sarries, we're Reese's.
Yeah.
Oktoberfest.
See? Okay. Pumpkin ales or Oktoberfest beers?
I want to go to Oktoberfest one year.
Dude, it's so hard for me to choose between those two. I love Oktoberfest brews. Pumpkin ales are very similar. I love them. What you got next?
Skittles. DeBell?
Uh-huh, double.
Double?
Okay, next.
Snickers?
Jesus.
Brown ale.
A brown ale. Okay.
A Kit Kat. Dunkiel?
Dunkle.
Dunkle?
Dunkles.
All right, I'm learning.
Yeah,
I'm
you're learning.
Scream eggs?
Scream eggs. Look at
or
that.
Or Screm eggs?
No, yeah, it's Scream eggs. Scream yeah. eggs? They're cream eggs, but you put the S on it and make it look like it's screaming and it's green ooze coming out of it.
Yeah. Hold up.
Bock. That's a thick beer.
Yeah, well, after you get past Oktoberfest, you're losing me at the
beer. Really? Really? Yeah. You don't like them that dark?
Uh-uh.
What do we pair with an oatmeal stout?
The Three Musketeers.
Okay, interesting.
And then this is up Todd's alley because I feel like he loves his dark
beer.
He
likes Guinness, yeah.
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 So the Black Stout?
Yep.
Is paired with the Milky Way.
Milky Way.
You see, look, this is why.
I'm saving this photo, by the way.
So.
Because I think we properly, what we need to do is we need to go through this chart this October. Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, we could do it live on the show if you want.
Every Thursday at Vinny's, if we're not close. We should pair a candy with a beer.
So, this might sound a little weird. I mean, it is a candy.
It's not going to be any weirder than me celebrating Halloween 100 days out.
A piece of gum.
Uh-huh.
So, like a spearmint gum.
Okay.
With Bud Light. It is pretty good.
Hold on.
It tastes pretty good.
Please just.
I know it sounds weird, but a piece of spearmint gum with a Bud Light.
You know what? Papa Kleber, I really do try. I try so much. Learn them the ways.
I mean, it's not all the time. It's just, you know, a special occasion.
Not all the time. Never.
It's pretty good.
Never. I've gotten with a Bud Light.
I've gotten told by multiple people, oh, that's weird. They later go on and try it, and now that's all they drink. They drink a piece of gum. I mean, they drink a beer, a Bud Light beer with a piece of spearmint gum. I've gotten multiple people hooked on it.
Anyone listening right now can verify that they've remotely tried this.
Go try it. You're going to like it.
Or have done this. Or would even do this at a dead man's party. Because that's the only thing I can think of right now that you would do this.
Go try it. I get called crazy, but then once everyone tries it, wow, this actually is really good.
So you're basically adding mint to a Bud Light to give it flavor, is what you're doing.
Yes.
Okay.
Because the Bud Light, you know, as everyone knows, is, you know.
Stop it.
Not much.
There's
not
a lot of people that like themselves a Bud Light.
I love my Bud Light also.
Yeah, don't
There's
make
nothing
fun.
Wrong with Bud Light, because I'll drink it without the
I have found that people like their Miller Lights or Bud Lights. Yeah. They will defend it like, ad nauseum against your Abita or your Urban South or whatever.
I like the Michelob's. I like the Huda Golden Ale.
You like it all, don't you?
Yeah.
It's amazing. And what, in your 10-month span of 21, you've learned to like all of those, huh?
Yeah. And there's a new one, Yingling Flight. Yingling Flight.
Yeah, everybody's coming up with the low-cal beer. Gotta do that. That and the seltzer.
So if anyone's drinking a Bud Light right now, pop in a spearmint piece of gum, you'll love it. I'm telling you. You're gonna like it.
I can't imagine literally two things that don't go together worse than that. The last thing I want in a beer is a minty flavor. And I'm a huge peppermint guy.
And a peep doesn't... It goes
it's
with
not the, mint.
A pumpkin ale?
Yes, it's not
let
mint.
Me, yo, let me have a peep.
Because you're pairing sweetness with bitterness or hops. That's what you're pairing.
Or a candy corn. Let's have a piece of candy corn while I'm drinking a beer.
You know what? You're done. You're done. Anyway, 100 days. 100 days until
Halloween. I hope this caller is calling in. Full moon to say that they
on a
tried
Saturday
it,
night.
And it's good.
It better not. Let me tell you what, Mr. COVID. We move on out of here by the time that happens. Mr. COVID. Mr. or Mrs. COVID.
I want you to go home today or tomorrow since it's Friday.
Yeah.
And I want you to go.
I am never
go
going
get a
to
pack of gum.
I'm not doing it. Well, first off, I don't like spearmint.
Well, you know.
I don't. No.
Or a mint. Just
no,
a mint.
It reminds me of Novocaine.
Or any mint.
I have a
minty
thing
gum.
Yeah, no.
Just any.
Nope.
Let's get a regular piece of mint gum. Crack open a bud.
You need help.
You're
need like
love it.
You know what? For
I
your birthday
you.
In November, I'm going to get you like a 6-month subscription to go see Dr. McKenna on me. You do need to see somebody at least once a month. There are some things. You want to lock up kids and you want to put gum in beer. I mean, you need
I
help.
Never said you put the gum.
You put gum in beer.
You
sports
chew
hangover
it
continues
and drink
next
at the same time.
On ESPN New Orleans.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Avenue Wine & Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine & Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine & Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine & Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Tired of slow internet speeds or trying to watch everything on your phone? Vision Communications has a special 50-50 offer just for you. 50 megs at your home for only $50 a month. You will be connected for everything, streaming TV shows, surfing, and playing games. And Vision's 50 megs will keep everyone in the house happy at a great price. This offer is for your first 6 months of service and is for new internet customers only. As always, you will get the personal service you deserve from Vision. For offer details, visit us at viscom.net.
What would you say you do here?
Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fan.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Paul Feinbaum tweeting 38 seconds ago, the college football season is likely to be delayed at least for a few weeks per Sports Illustrated. Stuart Mandel. Mm. On the show, apparently, saying that could be delayed a couple of weeks. So we will see. I'm sure Paul Feinbaum will have him on the show tomorrow in some sort of soundbite fashion. Here we go. You prayed during the break that somebody would call and say they have tried putting a stick of gum in a Bud Light, because apparently you call that fine drinking.
No, I said you chew it while you drink it.
That's not what you said. You said you put a stick of gum in your beer.
No, you don't put it in your
beer.
That's
what you said, though.
No.
That's what you said.
You chew it.
You said, grab a stick of gum.
No.
Put it in the beer.
No, you chew it.
It's still remarkably bad.
No, it's not.
Okay. Alfred, thanks for calling the show. What do you got?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Are you wanting to know my beer preference on Halloween?
Sure.
Okay, well, to me, and even though it's New Orleans, so we're not really in the fall yet, although we might get lucky some years.
Mm-hmm.
By that time of year, I like a good Doppelbock, a double bock.
Ooh.
Optimator is my favorite.
Okay.
But there's also something new to New Orleans, and I gave it a try, it just to give it a try on a whim, and it's a beautiful beer. Have you heard of this?
What now? Say that again.
The name of it is Black is Beautiful Beer.
I saw a picture of it on Twitter. I have not had it, though.
Give it a try. I mean, if it's a stout, and it's definitely a stout, but it has hints of coconut and chocolate.
Yes, I did see that.
And it's really good. And the kicker, it's 10% alcohol.
Oh, my goodness.
10%.
Here it is. It's an Imperial Stout. So yeah, that's you don't need. You know what? I did see it at the store. Where was it? This past weekend, and they sell it in 4-packs. Anything that's sold in 4-packs, it's a good one. There's one brand that sells a beer. It's called Snowball Liquid or whatever.
I like the Andy.
That's another one. So yeah, anything that's sold in 4-packs, they're done so for a reason.
Well, I've only seen them sold at a couple of the microbreweries where they actually brew it, because the person who came up with the idea said he wants to let anyone use it, but they hopefully will give proceeds to some justice kind of groups.
Right.
So I think in New Orleans, it's at least at NOLA Brew, it's going to an organization called Vote.
Okay.
Which means voice of the experience. It's kind of like a program to help incarcerated men and women, I suppose, get into society on a better footing. So it's a great idea. Good beer, I think, and I recommend y'all try it. Before I go, I had a question about the broadcast.
Sure.
I tried to listen to the scrimmage last night, and in my indoor radio, I can get it fine in the car, but my indoor radio, it's hard to pick up. So I tried the TuneIn app, and for some reason, it's blacked out on the TuneIn app. I get the commercials, but not the broadcast.
Right. Where are you at?
The NBA carries it, because the League Pass, they were streaming game.
And I got you.
I checked it out last night because I thought it was going to be on TuneIn also because it wasn't being carried, but it is being carried by the NBA.
Okay, so the NBA app.
Yeah, so we cannot. So TuneIn cannot.
I got you. So you could do the NBA app. I know, because I think that was the problem with the Pelicans app.
Yeah.
Right. I could go on Pelicans.com. I'll tell you what. Tomorrow we're going to have Daniel Arn, and his homework assignment is to make sure to find out every single possible way that we can watch the scrimmage on Saturday night. Listen to the scrimmage on Saturday night, and I promise you we'll post it, and we'll definitely say it several times tomorrow.
Okay. Appreciate it, because I love listening to Graf. I mean,
it's good, huh?
I've listened to basketball a long time, Hot Rod Hundley.
Yeah.
Ken Berthelot. But I've never heard a basketball announcer, TV or radio, talk about taking the ball to the nail. So I had to look up what in the world the nail is.
There's literally a nail in the middle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Leave it to Graf.
Yeah. I had to ask him, too, because I heard him saying it, and I'm like, am I calling it wrong? Is it top of the key? He's like, no, there's a nail on the floor. There it is.
I never
appreciate you guys.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, hold on for a quick second, Alfred. Joey wants to say something to you real quick.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for the phone call. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that either.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yep. Maybe next time we have him on, we'll explain that to you.
I mean, kind of just explain it, but...
Well, I mean, you know, maybe the story behind it. No? Every courthouse.
I was hoping... Mm-hmm. I mean, Alfred, I'm mm-hmm. glad he called in. Give a steak.
Do you know why there's a nail? Do you know where the nail is?
You said it's underneath the basket.
No, free throw line.
Oh, I thought you said it was under
the center of
the
free throw line.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just measurements to help make sure it's straight across, even with the rim, distance, everything. So there's a nail right in there. Court engineers fix a little straight line this way, fix a straight line that way. So, yeah, it's to make sure that everything's aligned properly. There you go, George. See, you learned something new today.
I learned a lot today.
Did you? What else did you learn
today? And a lot of people are going to learn a lot when they try a piece of spearmint gum with a Bud Light.
You were doing so well until that, by the way. You had a decent show today until that. I mean, you even kind of nominated yourself to watch three kids for an hour. So Todd, Holly, and me and Anna could go have lunch. Be nice.
I'm going to bring the kids out on a little lunch mm-hmm. luncheon and maybe wherever you
gonna
guys
do what?
Go out. A little luncheon.
What are you doing?
Bring them on a little luncheon.
You're going to bring them on a little luncheon?
Yeah.
You're going to put three car seats in your car?
Yep. I'm like, all right, kids.
It's that easy, huh?
Let's go see mom, dad. Mom, dad.
Oh, you're going to bring them to where we are, huh? Yep. I see what you did there. I see what you did there. Hey, thanks to Dr. Holly McKenna, Shimmit Dua, Cajun Ninja, John DeShazer for joining us on the show today. Pat Mullins tomorrow, 2 p.m. Of course, we'll have Marlon. We'll have Rafael Esparza as well. Maybe a surprise guest or two. We'll have some fun and get you ready for Saturday's scrimmage. Daniel Salison will join us. It's the Sports Hangover. Matt Moscona, and After Further Review, is next on ESPN New Orleans.